They're on the top of Chofez on the base. The chain were proving that you don't say Chavut Rami unless there's a tefach of board on the top and a tefach of space on the bottom. The chain shtei koros, and the Mishnah is talking about a brisa. The brisa is talking about on a mavui that has to go from one end of the mavi to the other, and there are different cases where it doesn't go completely from one end to the other. And this is one of them. V'chein shtei koros amatimos lo bezu kedei lekabel ariach v'lo bezu kedei lekabel ariach. The thickness, the width of the kora has to be enough to hold a brick on it. Look at Rashi. Shtei koros amatimos disnan be'eruvin hakora she'omru rechova kedei lekabel ariach. Has to be wide enough that you can put a brick on it. How wide is an ariach? Chatzi levena. An ariach is a half of a levena. So ariach is a tefach and a half. Daya lekorish de rechov a tefach. And therefore the korah itself, in order to hold a brick of a tefach and a half, only has to be a tefach wide. Because it can hang over an etzb on each side, which is altogether a half a tefach. They have a kabel ariach l'rochvo. So you put the ariach on the korah, so an etzbo will hang over each side, and a tefach will be on the korah itself, and that's enough to hold it up. The hasam parach tefach umechzaboy l'chori. You should need a board that's a tefach umechzo. Meshani shebolet es shnei tzidei korah etzbo l'chol ruach umelab non betina. That you can let the brick hang over the board, an edge on each side, it'll still be fine, and you put plaster, you put cement there. The imlo haiselo kor rechov a tefach v'nosn shtayim zubetzadzu dehaynu matimos ke'en ta'omim. So here the case is where you don't have a board that's a tefach, but you have two boards side by side that together they're a tefach. Is that good enough or not? Lo bezuka de la kabel ariach, lo bezuka de la kabel ariach. So im mekablos ariach l'rochvo tefach ein tzorich l'havi korach eres. V'im lav tzorich l'havi korach eres. So here, if it'll hold together, they'll hold a brick, then it's considered like one korah. And if they won't hold a brick together, it's no good. Rashi im mekablos ariach l'rochvo tefach shein smuch azul azul. If they're next to each other, ein tzarich lahavi korach eres. You don't have to bring another board. The imlav she'ein shteim rechavos tefach tzarich lahavi korach eres. But if they're not right next to each other, and therefore you can't put a brick on both of them that'll support the brick, then you have to. And neither of them is a tefach, then they don't count as a korah. Rav Shim Gamliel Omer, im mekablos ariach la'orko shlosha tfachim, ein tzorech lahavi korach eres. Rav Shim Gamliel holds that if you can put the brick lengthwise across them, right? In other words, they're not right next to each other. So it won't hold up the width, the tefach and a half width of the brick. But the brick is three tfachim long. If you turn it around and put it across the two korahs, and it'll support it lengthwise, right? Then it's good. Now, there's a space between them is not more than three tefachim. Obviously, it's much less than three tefachim. That's fine. The imlav tzorich lavi, and if not, if you can't even, it won't even support a brick when it's turned lengthwise, then you have to bring another korah. Okay. So far, none of this has anything to do with us. Rav Shim Gamliel Omer Rashi. Im mekablos la'orko shlosha ein tzorich lavi korach eres. So Rishim Gamliel lahakilba. He came to add an extra case that the Tanakama didn't hold was okay. He's mekel. Kolomar afilu ein bohem tefach. Even if neither board has a tefach. The emoshiv al shteyam ariach l'rochbo ein omeid. And therefore if you put a brick on its width, lengthwise across the boards, lengthwise with the boards, so the width is across the boards, it won't stand. Marchikon zumizu. Then you have another option. You can separate them a little bit. Umoshiv aleim laorko. And turn the brick around and put it lengthwise across the boards. And then it'll hold it up. Uvavachu barios lekabel kovdo v'orko shel riach shlosha. It has to be sturdy enough to hold that brick and separated, not too much, right, and not too little that the brick will be supported by the two boards. Then it's considered a korah. V'imlav she'enam brios lekablo. But if these two boards aren't strong enough to hold the brick, tzarech lehavi korah acheres. And then this doesn't count as a korah. You have to bring another one. Okay. Now comes the case that we're going to solve. Hayu achas lamala v'achas lamata. If one of the boards was higher and the other one lower, right? So now, in order to make them continuous, you have to make the higher one considered lower, or the lower one considered higher. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Roin Ho'Elyona Ki'ilu Hilamata, V'yesa Tachtona Ki'ilu Limala. You look at the top one as if it's under down, and the bottom one as if it's up. In other words, you consider them on one plane, even though they're not. Uvivach Lotei Elyona Limala Mi'esrim Amah. As long as the top one is not higher than 20 amas, right, then it won't work, because the korah has to be within 20 amas. And the lower one can't be within 10 tvachim of the ground, because it has to be from 10 tvachim to 20 amas, the korah. If they're both within 20 amas, I'm reading chavot rami. Then you say, what's it called, chavot rami? The afogav the less be tefach, right? Even though it's talking in a case where there's no tefach, right? Because if it be a tefach, right? What's it called? Why not? Right. It's mashma that what's it called? What? No, I understand. But how do you know that's not a tefach? Until now, we're talking about boards that were a tefach. Yeah, but Rosh Hashanah this guy's a different case completely. Let's see Rashi, one second. Hoysa achas lamal achas lamatak. Show shivan zu etzel zu. When you put them one next to the other. So it's going back on the original case of two koros next to each other, right, where neither one is a tefach. But now you didn't put them on the same plane next to each other. You put them next to each other, but one's higher and one's lower. Okay, so it's going back on that case. Lo nosna b'shave elazu namucha v'zu gavoa. So therefore, it's talking taka where neither one is a tefach, and instead of being side by side, they're side by side but on a different plane. Roin esuad yon nakilu lamata b'shave elazu. You consider as if the bottom one is on the same plane as the top one, or the top one the same plane as the bottom one. O esu tachtonu kilu mala itzel chavreta. As long as the top one isn't higher than 20 amas, la'aretz, from the ground up, because a korah higher than 20 amas is no hecker, can't see up there, and therefore it's not good. And the bottom one is not within 10 tvachim of the ground, because the korah, at least according to one opinion, is because of mechitza, and there's no such thing as a mechitza less than 10 tvachim. Mashma that if they're within 20 amas and higher than 10 tvachim, afilu el yonah smucha l'sfas esrim, v'tachtona l'sfas asora, even if the top one is within what's right at the border of 20 amas and the bottom one is just above 10 tvachim, so there's a very big space between them, right? Kosolka daita of the mashma. We think now it's good. Why? Because we say chavot rami. And that means that you say chavot rami even less than a tefach. Because the boards are not a tefach. Al ma'amrinu chavot rami, b'pachas mirocha tefach. So Morris says, no. Omer lei, treats the aim mahachi. Il v'vad shalotei alyona l'mala mi'esrim, ele b'tzoch esrim, b'tachton l'smucha la b'pachos mishlosha. Right, it's talking where they're within three tefachim of each other. Not that one is a little bit less than 20 amas and one's a little bit higher than 10 tefachim. No, it has to be, the top one has to be less than 20 amas, and the other one has to be higher than 10 tefachim, but they have to be within 3 tefachim of each other. Inami bilvad shalote takton lamata miasora, lamala miasora, vel yonus smucha lo pachos mishlosha. Havoshlosha, kivin lesbik tefach, lo amrin chavadrami. The case is only a case where if the two boards are not a tefach each, then you don't say chavod rami unless it's within 3 tefachim, then it's lovod. If it's more than 3 tefachim, you don't say chavod rami. Okay, Rashi. Tri tefachi koloma, roing de komer pachos mi gimelhu. When do we say that you look at the boards as if they're equal? That's when they're less than 3 tefachim apart. And l'chora, it's mashma like that. Uvavad diktani hachi komer vad shalote al yona. And then if it says that the top one shouldn't be higher than 20 amas, means that if it's higher than 20 amas, even if the other one is within 3 tefachim, it's no good. The same thing goes with the other six. Kan milmala kan milmata. Chodeh daikinon ki hadodi psula lamalakoi. Sheish ben kona lakona kemole kona. Afilo mitzumtzum psula. Lefisha chamas. No, don't get it yet. Okay. That's the next piece. And it's l'chora mashma like that also. I don't know why the Gemara wasn't a diet, because you only say chavod rami from top to bottom, not from bottom to top. You don't say the bottom one is considered like it's up. And here the Gemara says it's either way. So if it's lavud, it makes sense. Right? Lavud is, there's no space, so the bottom one is on top and the top one's on bottom. But if we're talking about chavod rami, then what the Gemara says, the Braisa says, that you consider the bottom one on top, doesn't make sense. Right, so it's more mashma. Maybe the Gemara could have said that, but had a better way of proving it. Okay. They should sell some rubin mechamsa ksheva. If the shade is more than the sun, it's kosher. Haki hadadi psula. Mashma, if there's equal shade and equal sun, it's possible. V'hatznan b'idach pirkin. We learned before v'shechamsa rubin mitzilsa psula. First Mishnah, that if the sun is more than the shade, then it's possible. Haki hadadi ksheva. Mashma, if they're equal, it's kosher. It's only possible if there's more sun than shade. Here it's mashma, it's only kosher if there's more shade than sun. So it's a stira. In what would be if it's exactly equal? Lo kasha. Kan milmala, kan milmata. Okay, in Rashi we see how Rashi learns and Tosfos learns differently. Omer papa, hainu damri inchi kezuza mele'el ki istro mitachas. Right, if there's a something that's a space of a zuz on the top, on the bottom, right, and as it casts a shadow or it casts, what's it called, light goes down, it diffuses. And therefore it gets bigger. So the way Rashi learns is, if you have exactly even spaces of schach and space on top, on the schach, then you know for sure it's going to cast more shade, more sun on the bottom than shade. And on the other hand, if you have, what's it called, so therefore, it has to be, if you're talking about the schach, equals no good. But if you're looking at the bottom, and it's equal shade and sun, you know for sure that on top, there's more schach than space. That's good. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi. Kan mala kan lamata. Hodeh daikinon ki hadodi psula. That which from a daik, that if it's equal, it's possible, lamalakoi. That's on the schach itself. If you have equal space and equal schach, it's possible. Right? If it's exactly equal, it's going to be possible. Because when the sun shines through, right, the space diffuses and there's going to be more sun than shade on the floor. And that works the Mishnah. That is mashma, that if it's exactly equal, it's okay. It's only if there's more sun that it's no good. That's if you're looking on the floor. If you're looking on the floor and you see there's exactly as much shade as, what's it called, as sun, then you know for sure that by the schach, there's more schach than space. And that's what people say. Kezuza mele'el. Rashi learns a zuz is smaller than an istra. So if you have a space of a zuz by the schach, on the floor it's going to be a much bigger space, much bigger sun area. So the size of a sela. Tosfos argues, and he says, first of all, it seems that an istra is bigger than a zuz. So it's just the opposite. So Tosfos learns lamala and lamata. Lamala and lamata means something else. It means that if you're looking from below at the schach, everything is to do with the schach, not what it looks like on the floor. It has to do with the schach. If you're looking from above, directly by the schach, right, then you can make you can see it's exactly equal. But if you're looking from the floor up, right, then the spaces look less than they do actually. Like they have in the mirrors on the car. Right, these things appear closer than they really are. Same thing over here. If you're looking from far away, the spaces look smaller than they do than if you're actually close up. So if you're looking close up and it's exactly even, it's okay. But if you're looking from the floor and it looks even farther up, it's what's it called, then you can't go on that. It has to be that it looks like there's more solid than space. Okay. Ma'uva kamin bayis, if the sukkah has a thick covering of schach, tamar abanan ha'ma'uva kamin bayis, achal pi shein ha'kochav in nirami tocha k'shera. Even though you can't see the stars, it's a thick covering of schach, it's kosher. Ein koch ve'chama nirami tocha, however, if in the daytime, right, even the sunlight can't come through it, right, it's totally solid, then Beis Shammai posted him. Beis Shammai said that that's not kosher, that's not called schach anymore, that's a roof. Well, Beis Shil, Machshirim, Beis Shil says even if the sunlight can't come through, right, as long as it's regular schach, it's, even though it's a thick layer of schach, it's kosher.
Why does it use the term koch lechama?
It means the what's it called, the rays of the sun. Rashi. Koch lechama, kshachama zoracha soleha. Right, when the sun shines on it, ve'ein zohoro rechama nir mitocha. The sun's rays, you can't see them coming through. That's called koch vechama. Just to make it equal to koch vechochav. Ein zu doma l'sukkah, leave it v'shar. Shammai says, that's already not a sukkah. And Beisola says, no. Some hold that if it's, however, if the rain won't come through, bichlal, then it's a problem.